The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today, where our goal is to simplify the entire real estate process for sellers, buyers, and investors. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading-edge home seller in the Philadelphia region with RE/MAX Properties, and your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate in the entire real estate process for you. And it's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Thanks so much for tuning in today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Hey, this week on the show, we have another great show lined up. Let me tell you what's going to be happening today. In the second half of the show, we'll be talking with Rachel Kurtz with RKF Shacks. She's one of the, RKF Shacks is one of the leading title companies in the region. And Rachel is going to be answering some of your title insurance questions that have been emailed into me and give us some tips on having smooth closings also. And then Jesse Schwager, our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans, will be joining us today in just a minute or two. And Jesse will talk about various things for the for his weekly mortgage update. So as you can see, we have a full show here today. Hey, quick shout out to Scott and Margaret, who are moving into the area, and they just bought a beautiful home in Sweetwater Farms. The neatest part about the home is a soda fountain style bar in the basement. It's really cool. And of course, they are thrilled to say the least. It's always fun, as I say, you know, experiencing a new home with your clients. You know, they sold their house, moving into a new area here, had a, you know, a couple of hesitations, but I took them and showed them a couple of different areas, and they settled in the one area that they bought in. And as I said, it, you know, it's a beautiful home there. Wow, what a spring market's been. You know, there's still time to take advantage of it. Interest rates are still under 4%. And the Philadelphia region is still one of the most affordable areas to buy a home. So let's get you off the fence. Let's get you pre-approved for a mortgage. Our mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans, is more than happy to help you do that. Just give him a call at 215-287-2372. And don't be afraid to call. You know, if you're not currently in a position to buy a home, Jesse will get you on the right track and let you know exactly what you need to do to buy a home. So I want to also give a shout out to everybody who gave me great feedback on the show last week. We had Dave Bachman with the Quinton Group in Ocean City, New Jersey, and he gave an update on the Jersey, South Jersey beach market and how to buy a beach home as an investment. It was a great show. If you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast at realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, you can also download the show podcast on iTunes. Just search for the iTunes, at the iTunes stores for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. And you can also download the program, the podcast, on Google Play Music. Hey, during the show, if you have any questions or don't quite understand something, feel free to call us or text us at 215-778-9687 so we can answer your questions and help you further understand any topic that we are discussing. And you can reach me at the same number during the week, 215-778-9687, by voice or text, you know, if you want to talk to, with me off the air. You can also email me at paul@paulrosso.com. So let's get things started here. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. Let me bring on Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. Jesse, welcome back to the show today. How you doing today?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Good, good, good. I understand good. You have a couple of updates for us today.
I do. The first thing I want to say, the last four digits of my phone number, 2373. I think you said 2372.
Oh,
so
sorry
it's
about that.
It's okay. 215-287-2373.
Okay. Excellent, man. And I'll
cool.
repeat that a couple times too for you.
It's all right. And so I got some exciting news. You know, Atlantic Home Loans, we just joined up with, Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, also known as PHFA.
Okay, great.
And, I think it's a real, real good program. I'm glad to be a part of it with PHFA. And there's a lot of grants that they offer and different things for different home buyers.
Okay.
So that PHFA has a bunch of programs, and we probably need to do a whole segment on PHFA later on. But
okay.
I would like to touch on something that I think is fabulous. You know, it's called a mortgage credit certificate program. It's only offered by PHFA.
Okay.
Okay. It's eligible for home buyers who are purchasing their first home. There's no fee for this certificate as long as this is all done through PHFA, and they're really the only ones that offer it anyways.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. First-time home buyers, sometimes they have a program, some of their programs, you can qualify for that if you don't own a home in the last 3 years. Is that applicable?
3 years, yes.
Okay, so you haven't been a homeowner in the last 3 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
So their qualifications are for first time home buyer, as long as you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years.
Okay. And so what does the certificate provide for a buyer?
The mortgage credit certificate program, it's going to allow home buyers to claim a tax credit for up to 50% of the mortgage interest paid per year. Now, this is going to get capped at $2,000 annually, but, it's a dollar-for-dollar reduction against your federal tax liability.
Okay, so it's against your federal tax, and it's up to a max of $2,000, and it's dollar-for-dollar.
Max of $2,000, yes, dollar-for-dollar.
Okay, so if you buy a home through you with the PHFA program, they're going to, and they get this, they qualify for this certificate, then they're going to get a tax reduction up to $2,000 right off the taxes.
And it's up to 50% of the mortgage interest paid per year.
Okay, excellent, man. That sounds like a great program.
Yeah. It's, and when I was just I still have a lot to learn about it myself. But this is something that caught my eye right away, and
sure.
I figured I wanted to share it.
Okay, excellent, man. I appreciate that. Now, is there an income limit on that at all? Do you know?
I mean, PHFA does have income limits, and it's based off of, it's a whole state of Pennsylvania, and so every different county has different limits.
Okay.
I know Philadelphia County has a limit of, it's based off of, it's based off of how many people are living in the house.
Okay.
If it's a husband and wife, I think that the limit is somewhere around 93,000. I'm not sure of the exact amount.
Okay.
But somewhere around there.
All right. So if someone had a question about whether or not they can qualify for this certificate, they can always reach out to you, 215-287-2373, correct?
Correct. And okay. my email address is J Schwager, so it's JSCHWAGER at AtlanticHomeLoans.com, and the loans is plural.
Okay. And then maybe you can as you get through the program a little bit, maybe you can update us a little bit more on the program and on future programs.
I would love to, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to update, on some more. A couple more of the programs that PHFA is offering, and I have done a couple in the past, but I'm really touching the surface right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great.
So now, Paul, I would like to share a story or two about a couple borrowers I've had recently again, and basically the one borrower is going from he's been self-employed for the past 8 years.
Okay.
And he was going and he switched over to W-2'd income, and I've had the exact opposite. I have someone that was W-2'd for the last 5 years. which is getting a, you know, they're getting a pay stub every single week.
Right.
And they just switched over to self-employed income, and you know, the different struggles I've been having, but trying to get them approved and everything like that.
Okay, so let's start, Jesse, with the one that went from self-employed to W-2, which means they're now working for an employer.
Okay, so self-employed at W-2, now they're on the payroll, they're getting pay stubs, they've been there for 2 months now. So as long as it's been about 1 month, I got two pay stubs from him.
Okay.
Already, okay. Last year he had $51,000 of income, and in 2014 he had $41,000.
Okay.
Now that's a considerable less amount than what he's making on the books right now at $88,000.
Okay.
Okay, so I can actually, if you're going from self-employed income to W-2 on the books, I'm able to use that $88,000 of income versus averaging the last 2 years of his self-employed income.
Okay, so
huge difference.
Okay, so basically what's happening here is, you know, someone's going from a self-employed job where he was, you know, had a positive income, and then switching over to a new job, and because he's got a couple pay stubs now, he's been paid a couple times, you're able to use his new income without counting any of his self-employed income. And, you know, I assume you get employment verification also, and then you're...
Of course.
Okay, and
yes.
Then you're able to use his current income level, even though he's only been there a short time.
Correct. And he's only been there a short time, but I got a letter from his boss on a company letterhead, an employment verification letter. It's called a verification of employment. Okay. And all filled out by the owner of the company. And in that short amount of time, even though he's only been there for 2 months, I'm able to use that new income, which took him from a $250,000 house to a $400,000 house.
Okay, and I assume that it's in the same field. His new job's in the same field as his self-employment job. I think that would be important, right?
Very important. Very important. And I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, he didn't switch career fields. Okay, he's a carpenter, so he's been in and he stayed in that same line of work. That's very important as well.
Okay. So, Jesse, so it doesn't get too confusing, why don't we hold the other story until next week, if that's all right with you?
That would be great, and we can touch back up on the PHFA, the other programs that they have as well.
Okay, great, because I think you went to a program by PHFA this week, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can maybe fill us in on some of the other things you learned. So
I would love to do that. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, my experience with that with the PHFA system also is, the people there are very easy to work with, and they do their best to try to make something work for the borrower.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice because they do have the assistant programs where they do, you know, they give some money out to people that really don't have the funds to qualify for a house.
Right. Yeah.
So that's another.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to, you know, to buy a house today, you know, and there's so many programs out there. You just have to take the initiative and talk to somebody, you know, talk to a realtor. You know, you can give me a call, you can talk to a lender, you can give Jesse a call. You know, you just got to take that first step and, you know, see what programs are available for you. So that's terrific. And Jesse, if someone wanted to reach you, talk to you a little bit more about these Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency programs, how can they reach you again?
Okay. Paul, they can reach me on my cell phone. I know we mentioned it a couple times, but it's 215-287-2373. My NMLS number is 887037, and I am a licensed mortgage banker in the state of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia.
Okay, excellent. So, Jesse, thank you so much. Have a great week, and we're looking forward to your report next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, great. So,
bye-bye.
Thanks. So this is a great program that the state has. They've had it for years. They've changed. You know, they have different programs throughout the year sometimes, but they're easy to work with. There's so many programs out there. You know, if you're on the fence, you really want to buy a house, but you're not sure if you can do it, make that phone call. Okay, you can give myself a call at 215-778-9687. Give Jesse Swigger with Atlantic Home Loans a call at 215-287-2373. So when we come back, we're gonna take a break now. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Rachel Kurtz with RK Abstract. And she's going to answer some of the emails that I've received recently, asking about different questions about title insurance. And then she's going to talk to us give us a couple tips about, how to have a smoother closing. So we'll be right back with more with Rachel Kurtz with RK Abstract on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed the contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading real estate expert advisor in the area and with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I strive to simplify the entire home buying process to make it easier for you to buy a home. So if you're thinking of buying a home later this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home and negotiate the best price and terms for you. So if you're looking to buy a home, give me a call, 215-778-9687. You can also visit my website at paulrosso.com. Hey, if you have a home that needs a lot of work, that may be a teardown, if you have an empty lot, if you have a warehouse, any of those types of properties in the Delaware Valley, I have buyers that are looking for homes like that, properties like that. So give me a call. I can get you top dollar for the house, and these buyers will be buying the house as is, and do a quick settlement for you also. So, if you have a house that needs work, a teardown, empty lot, warehouse, anything like that, give me a call. I'd love to help you and get you top dollar for your properties. 215-778-9687. Hey, thanks again for joining us today. I hope you're enjoying this show on the Super Sunday morning. I want to bring on Rachel Kurtz. Rachel is the owner of RK Abstract, and Rachel's going to help us out here a little bit on some of the email questions that I've had recently. So, Rachel, welcome to Real Estate. Welcome back, I should say, to Real Estate Today with Paul Ross. It's good to have you on.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. And Rachel, you know, if you have any questions for Rachel, outside of during the show, you can give us a call at 215-778-9687. But if you want to reach out to her during the week and order a title, have any, ask her any questions regarding title, you can reach her at her office at 267-279-9332. Again, that's 267-279-9332. So, Rachel, it's great to have you back again. Looking forward to talking with you and updating on some of the things that have changed a lot since November, and get your thoughts on how a buyer and seller can make the process a little smoother for them at closing time. So, Rachel, why don't we start off with just giving a little background about yourself? Bring our audience back up to date on about who you are and what you do.
Well, I am the owner of RK Abstract. We are located in Central Bucks, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And we do all of Pennsylvania. We're licensed for Pennsylvania loans. I've been in the industry probably a little over 20 years. Started out in the mortgage world and then went into title in about 2008.
Okay.
2008. So I've been doing this on my own for actually 2 years this month.
Okay.
So
hey, congratulations.
Quite an adventure. Thank you.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. So, Rachel, we've had a couple emails came in recently. That's why I wanted to have you bring you back on, and I told these three people, that you would be on today to get their questions answered. So, first of all, Amanda Glenmore, she wanted to know, what is title insurance? She's looked it up, but she can't quite understand it. Can you give, a layman's definition of what title insurance is and what the benefit is for a buyer to get a title insurance?
Sure. So there's actually two separate policies. The main one that she would be inquiring about, or anyone would be inquiring about, would be when they purchase a home itself.
Okay.
There's what they call an owner's policy. So the owner's policy protects them just in case for some reason something may come up during the time that they own the property that would come up from past owners. That could be unpaid taxes, unpaid mortgages, something of that sort, judgments, anything that were to ever arise while they own the property. And if they bought the title insurance policy at closing, that they would contact their title insurance company in which they got the policy from. And if there's, any judgments or any old mortgages that come into fruition, then they would put a claim through, or we would, the title company, whoever processed that policy,
okay,
would actually pay or take care of that to remove that from record.
Okay.
Most of the time it could be something as little as unpaid taxes of a couple thousand dollars, but you could have a mortgage which could be a couple hundred thousand dollars, where in that case, if you did not get the owner's policy, it would be your responsibility to pay it off.
Okay, so basically at the closing, the current owner's mortgage, there is one, has to be paid off. But you're
absolutely
talking like a previous owner.
Yeah.
There might have
mm-hmm.
been a mortgage out there that nobody found before, and they could now come back. That lender could come back and try to make a claim against the property. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, also, there are circumstances where sometimes a search that even at the closing they're settling on in that moment, where something could have been missed,
okay,
where it was the current owner that they were buying from. And again, that policy would cover that. That way, they're not liable to pay for any of the mortgages or any of the other debt if were to show up.
Okay. And it would also cover if somebody from, who had some kind of ownership in the property maybe, 50 years ago, they feel like they still have a claim against the property, you would be covering
right.
those
now that, yeah, that's a whole other
also.
Separate issue.
Okay.
Now, there are two separate policies now that they're putting in. There's an enhanced policy.
Okay.
And then there's the standard policy. The enhanced policy probably costs a little more, not much more than the standard, but that can protect you in addition to other things that you may not even realize, where if maybe someone fraudulently signed over a deed, that could protect you as well as the standard would not.
Okay.
There's little things where you could actually talk to your title insurance company more. That could be a whole other show in depth of what the difference is and what the breakdown is as far as the difference between owners, standard and the enhanced. Okay. Standard, finance policy.
Okay. Now, did title insurance have a price increase recently, or is it coming up shortly? Or?
We actually did. It was effective May 1st.
Okay.
The rates went up about 12%. You know, it's not a matter of just taking the actual old policy amounts and increasing it by 12%. There is an actual method to it. But we have all the rates have gone out, and they should all be updated with your title company. So we have all the new rates already in effect as of May 1st.
Okay. And the rates are set by the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes. So okay. Any title company you call in Pennsylvania, the rates will be exactly the same. Just, again, make sure when you're asking for a quote to specify whether you want a standard or an enhanced policy. Some title insurance companies may put them automatically in the standard or vice versa. So you want to make sure you're getting the right quote for the correct policy itself.
Okay. Another email I got was from Eric and Stephanie, and, you know, they are buying a house shortly. They're not getting married, though, until October, and they wanted to know how they should take title. And there's two ways they could take title. Can you talk about those two ways? And,
sure.
You know,
sure.
You know, so the differences now, between the two? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
There's since they're not married, they would actually be tenants in common.
Okay.
In that instance, God forbid something happens to one, the 50%, they would each share 50%. So if something happens to the one, the 50% would go to the estate or the heirs of the one. And
okay.
Then the other would still own their own.
Okay. So let me break that down a little bit. So they're buying the house together. They're not married yet, so they're tenants in common, and so each of them would, at that using that form of taking title, they would each own 50%, and then God forbid, like you said, one was to pass away, that 50% would go to the heirs of that individual.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I don't want to use either names. You know.
I know.
Okay.
But now there is not a way that they could do it. There's two. Obviously, if they take title and tenants in common, they could wait until they're married and do a deed and correct it to where it once they're married, they would then be tenants by the entireties.
Okay.
So in that instance, once they're married, they can take title that way. And that in that instance, that would be if something happens to the one, the other one automatically gets the rest of the share as if, you know, they own the property in full.
Okay.
Now, there is a way where a lot of people do this, where they do right of survivorship.
Okay.
So the right of survivorship would be similar to the tenants by entireties, but that would be if they, you know, if someone wasn't married, and maybe they aren't planning on getting married, but they still want to have it where if something happens to each other, the other person would get the shares, and that they can also take as a factor would be tenants in common with the rights of survivorship.
Okay. So that is a situation where they're buying a property unmarried, and if, God forbid, something happened to one of them and passed away, then the other person would have a right of survivorship, so they would get the other person's 50% share, and they could stay in the house themselves.
Right. It would be treated and looked at as if they were married. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Excellent. I appreciate that breakdown. Rita Robinson said that, you know, she settled on a house and there was two endorsements that she had to pay for, and she wanted to know what endorsements are.
Okay, so endorsements really are, and this is another policy, when you buy a home or refinance a home with a mortgage, the lenders actually require certain endorsements, we call them, with the actual policy itself.
Okay.
So the standard endorsements, there's actually three, the standard across the board for Pennsylvania. It's the 100, 300, and 900. So these protect them with the land itself. And if there's any, it would be just basically listing and protecting their share of the property itself, because the lender now has interest in the property in addition to the owner. So these endorsements cover them. Now, if they were in a condo or what they call planned unit development or a townhome
right.
community, there would be an additional endorsement because the actual association would also have some sort of interest in there if for some reason the owner does not pay their shares of the association dues or something of that nature.
Okay.
So those endorsements are mainly on the lender's policy itself.
Okay.
And they will be charged, in addition to the title insurance rates, there will be a standard three endorsements, and then also what we call a closing protection letter of $125.
Okay.
The endorsements are usually $50 a piece, and then the closing protection letter is $125. And the closing protection letter...
I was just going to ask that because I got an email from Ralph Sherman, and he asked about the closing protection letter.
A letter that we provide to the lender stating that we guarantee all the money will be sent to where it's going to go. It's just giving them the guarantee that the title insurance company is not going to take the money and pocket it or do whatever the case may be.
Okay.
So that's something that we have to provide from our underwriters to the lender, and that's $125 each time for that.
All right, great. So this is awesome. We got a lot of questions answered in like 15 minutes here or so. So we're going to take a break here, Rachel, and then when we come back, I want to talk to you about the new closing process and some of the things that you see that may help speed things up for closing, and then also some other tips that you may have for a smooth closing. So we have Rachel Kurtz with RK Abstract. She's an expert in the area on title insurance. And again, you can reach her at 267-279-9332. So we'll be right back with more with Rachel Kurtz on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for more.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Have a call number if you have any questions or comments for Rachel Kurtz, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you want to give Rachel a call at RK Abstract during the week, you can reach her at 267-279-9332. And again, if you have a property that needs a lot of work, if you have a property that could be a teardown, if you have an empty lot that you want to sell, if you have a warehouse or anything like that you want to sell, an old restaurant that's closed up, something like that. You know, I have buyers that are looking for properties like that throughout the Delaware Valley. You can give me a call, and I can, work with you on that and help you get to. Most times, you're going to get cash for the house, quick settlement, no hassle, no repairs, anything like that. So just give me a call if your home or property falls in one of those categories at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. So, Rachel, we have a new closing procedures that went into effect in November, I think, right?
October, but yes.
October, okay. Off by a month there. All right, so they call TRID, and remind me what that stands for again, if you can remember.
Oh, God, you actually threw me off right now. Okay. Give me a minute. I'll get it in a sec.
All right. So, we don't need to know what it's called.
But I'm sorry.
That's all right. So the procedures all changed. A lot of
yes.
It has changed. What are you seeing, as still issues either for the buyer, the seller, or, we have a lot of agents that listen to the show too. So, what are some recommendations you would have to deal with these new issues on the new closing procedures?
So the main thing I have, especially with the communication of the real estate agents.
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of where, I don't know the time frame on the seller side or the conveyancers of when they're ordering the actual tax certifications.
Okay.
Some of the title companies are taking the initiative and ordering the tax certifications themselves. Others are not. So if they're not, if they can order the tax certs as quickly as possible, because the lender now has to get everything cleared pretty much, I would say, about a week or two before closing.
Okay.
And they can't process anything until they have the taxes and the amounts that were paid so they can set up an escrow account and know exactly what the taxes are. Because, again, they need those for qualifying purposes as well.
Okay.
They need to know that the client is qualified.
Okay. So, Rachel, let me break this down a little bit to make it a little more understandable for our audience here. When you talk about tax certs, what exactly is that?
So the tax cert is ordered. It's basically they contact the local township and county and your school tax collector.
Okay.
And it's a certification stating that all the taxes have been paid, and if they were not paid, the amounts that are owed.
Okay.
And that form is actually provided to us, the title company, in which we forward to the lender, so they're aware of what the taxes are per year, and also we know what to collect on what's owed, and if it's already been paid, what we know to credit back the seller at the time of closing.
Okay. So and usually the seller's realtor or somebody that the seller's realtor assigns is going to be handling these certifications, correct?
Yes. Normally that's what happens. Exactly.
Okay. So as a seller, you want to make sure that everything goes smooth too. So you want to make sure your realtor is on top of ordering the tax certifications, okay?
And absolutely.
So, right.
And anything, not to cut you off, anything that I can recommend, even on the seller's side, most of the time they have the easy part, but there could be instances where things show up on the title itself. So I recommend don't pack away your paperwork for the home. Make sure you leave that out, because if there's some old things that show up on title, such as old mortgages or old tax things that you've already paid, you want to make sure that you have the documentation. So if anybody, title company or someone of that sort needs it, you have that readily available, because it's not that easy to track an old mortgage from 1981 if you have the satisfaction piece in your actual file.
Right. So generally what happens is, a seller will pay off the mortgage, and the lender then sends a letter and the mortgage satisfaction piece to the owner of the house. And usually the letter says, advises the owner of the house to record this at their county office, for that handles the recording of mortgages. So the satisfaction piece, is included in the letter, but, as a homeowner, a lot of homeowners, just all they see is the mortgage is paid off and they're happy as can be. And most of the time they do throw it into, a safe deposit box or like a metal fire protective box or something like that, and they don't read the letter that says go record it. So what you're saying is don't pack any documents that you have regarding your house, because a lot of times, especially like you said, you know, if it was paid off 20 years ago, you could be on your fourth or fifth bank ownership of the bank that originally gave you the loan, and so you're going to need that satisfaction piece. And a lot of times I hear sellers saying to me, I don't have it. And I usually say exactly where it is. Do you have a box? Yes. Well, go and look in your box, and you're going to find a satisfaction piece, and the letter is going to say to record it. But, you know, most people don't record them, but when you do sell the house, that satisfaction piece will then have to be recorded, correct?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And obviously, not a lot of the clients know to record it. They don't really read it. If you actually provide the original, if you do have the original, like you said, we can record it. And that way, it is removed and you don't have to worry about it.
Right. Okay.
There are circumstances where we have run across where that just doesn't happen. They don't have the paperwork, which is fine, but just know that will most likely delay the closing, because we have to track down that bank from 1981 when it changed different companies, five companies ago.
Right. Yeah.
To get it down. But we have done that numerous times, and I'm sure we'll do it numerous more times. But again, you know, the more paperwork and the more documentation they have readily available always helps the process.
Right. And like you said, just, you know, have it. Don't pack it away. Anything related to the house, don't pack away till the end. Keep that out separately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, a couple other things I can mention, too.
Excellent.
For the buyers themselves, is always to communicate with their lender. Make sure they have everything they need. Don't always assume that you sent them, you know, your bank statements and your pay stubs and your tax returns, that's all they need. It may be a situation where the underwriter reviewed documentation a little more and they need some additional stuff. So you want to just keep in contact with them. If for some reason you don't hear anything, no news is not usually always good news.
Right.
I would recommend following up with your realtor, you're following up with your lender, and even your title insurance company 2 weeks before closing, because that's when things really start moving along to get to your closing. The best person I would recommend is calling your title insurance company, because we are the ones that get the information from everybody and bring it all together. And then this way, at least you'll have a better idea of, okay, you know, the title company still needs information from the lender, you can actually, you know, make a call to your lender and make sure that things are moving along.
Right.
It's very, very highly recommended to make sure you communicate with all parties involved.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a great, that's some great advice. And, you know, you talked about, the documentation. And one of the things I always recommend is whatever you send to the lender, make sure you have a copy of it. So the best thing you can do, if at all possible, is to scan the document and then send it, you know, save it to your hard drive or Dropbox or Box, whatever you use, scan it over, send it over by email so you have a record of sending it. And then you still have it on your hard drive or Dropbox, whatever, to be able to resend it, because, you know, every lender is notorious for losing things. I think sometimes whoever handles the processing probably has like 50 files, and sometimes six or seven may be open in the paper that they get may be in a different file. I know I've been guilty of that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, just keep copies of everything, because they're going to, a lot of times they'll ask for things until they can't ask anymore. And then, like you said, you know, stay in touch with make sure you contact your title insurance company, find out through your realtor, you know, if you're the buyer, find out through the realtor who your title company representative is, and contact them like 2 weeks in advance to see whether or not they've received any documentation yet from the lender. If not, you need to contact the lender and your agent to make sure that everything is going to come together in time. Okay? So, Rachel, we need to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk about any more tips that you may have, you know, to handle the new closing program. Maybe it'll give you time to look up what the TRID is again.
I'm actually looking that up right now.
Okay. And then, you know, we'll close things out after that with any other advice that you have for the a smooth closing. So we'll be right back with more with our expert title agent, Rachel Kirsch with RK Abshack. Again, you can reach her at 267-279-9332. We'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Ross, so stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I have some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in, and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I am buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, I use leading-edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to help you get the best price for your house. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. And again, if you have a house that needs work, could be a teardown, empty lot, warehouse, maybe a restaurant that's closed now, any type of property that you need a cash buyer for. I have buyers that are looking for properties like that in throughout the Delaware Valley. So if you have a property like that, give me a call. I can make sure that you get the best price for the house. 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. And you can listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet or tune in. With your TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey. All right. So we're talking with Rachel Kurtz. She's the owner of RK Abstract. And she's going to, we're going to finish out the show. We got a couple more minutes. And Rachel is going to give us some tips on having a smooth closing. You know, a lot of closing going on right now. Rachel, I'm sure you're busy as can be. What are some other tips you have? Either, did you find out the
time
for
trade? All right. Yes. I'll mention that first.
Okay, excellent.
So TRID is the actual Truth in Lending. It's a TILA RESPA integrated disclosure.
There we go.
And what TILA stands for is the Truth in Lending Act, and the RESPA is the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act.
Okay.
And it's just the base. It's about four forms that they converted into one.
Okay.
Which makes it easier for the borrower.
Yes, definitely.
I actually do have one final and very important recommendation. Not a lot of clients really, I guess, check their emails, so to speak, when they're buying a home. They have a lot of other things to worry about. And about a week before closing, your lender, if everything's on track, will actually send you the form. And in order for them to proceed with closing, they need you to acknowledge that form in some way. Every lender has their different ways of acknowledging it. But the quicker you acknowledge and review that document, the faster we can get the ball rolling on our end.
Okay, Rachel. Rachel, you're breaking up a little bit here.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little better now. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. The most important thing I could say is make sure that they acknowledge that form.
Okay, which form is it again?
The actual closing disclosure.
Okay.
So that closing disclosure will be sent to them a week before closing.
Okay.
They'll review it and acknowledge it with the lender. Once they acknowledge it with the lender, we can then proceed with our getting the rest of the documentation ready for closing. No one can do anything until they acknowledge that document.
Okay. So this is the borrower acknowledging the closing document they're receiving from their lender?
Yes.
Okay. And then once you receive that, you're creating your own document. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And is it considered a closing document also, same type of terminology?
Yes, it's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing.
Okay. So we have like 2 minutes left. So, give me one more piece of advice for a seller for a smooth closing.
A seller, again, it's all about communication. Communicate with your real estate agent. If, again, they have any questions regarding closing, they can contact the title insurance company as well.
Okay.
I know what we are doing a lot of lately is seller's packages where they can sign all the documentation before closing in front of a notary, where all they have to do is just show up and basically get their check, or even they don't have to come at all and they can have the realtor sign on their behalf.
Right, and you know, I advise that for a lot of my clients too, because settlements could take a while, and the seller has very little work to do at a closing. So, it allows my sellers to continue, working that day, not take a day off, and either I bring in the check, we wire the money, or the proceeds are mailed to the seller. And one final recommendation, I'm sure you have one more final one for a buyer for a smooth closing.
I do, and that, again, it's making sure they get all their documentation to their lender in time.
Okay.
Again, it is just one delay in anything on their end will definitely hold up closing.
Right.
So make sure that if they're asking for bank statements or W-2s or anything of that nature, get it up immediately because we're on a very strict time frame now at this point with this whole TRID infect. So that's the best advice I could give a buyer is get everything up in time and mostly get everything in advance.
Right, because there's time frames that everything has, things aren't done in a certain amount of time frame prior to closing, it could delay the closing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And the last point I can ask for them is to ask questions.
Right.
Any questions they have, do not be afraid to ask them. Everyone involved will be more than happy to help with them with any questions they have. That's the most important thing I can recommend.
Okay. And a lot of people had a concern that a lot of settlements are going to be delayed with this new TRID program. Have you seen that at all happening?
I think with purchases, we already have the set date involved.
Right.
I would say maybe 10% is getting delayed. Not as much as everyone thought it was going to be, honestly.
Right. And it's probably clearing up more and more as we go through on time,
yeah.
right? Okay.
It is.
So, Rachel, how can people reach out to you if they have any questions about title? Or
they can actually
title
email
insurance?
Me directly.
Okay.
They can Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at rkabstract.com.
Okay.
Or, again, you can give me a call at 267-279-9332. Again, that's 267-279-9332. And it's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at rkabstract.com.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much for answering the questions of some of our listeners that emailed in questions about title insurance and also the great tips that you gave us as far as making smooth settlements. So thanks again, Rachel. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, so as we wrap up another fine real estate show for the greatest audience in the world, all of you, I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schweiger, with Atlantic Home Loans for providing another great mortgage update. Again, you can reach out to Jesse at 215-287-2373, especially if you want to talk to him about the new Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency credit there. Also, in there, Rachel Kurtz, the owner of RK Abstract, for her great input as far as answering the questions that some of our listeners have had and also making sure that closings happen smoothly. You can reach Rachel again at 267-279-9332. Next week we have a great program again. Gary Wagner with the Federal Reserve will be updating us on the local economy. He wasn't able to make it on the show this week, so he's coming in next week. So join us again next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. I hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. A big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great show here. Be sure to like my Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. If you have any questions or you need help with buying or selling a home or investing in a home, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, have an enjoyable week. We'll see you back here next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone. Have a great week.